IMPEP Chapter 1400, Correction of Patents. There are usually a few questions pertaining to reissue applications on the patent bar exam. Know the basics of reissue applications and at least familiarize yourself with the specifics, especially certificates of correction. The PTO will most likely ask about foreign priority in reference to reissues, broadening claims in a reissue, and how to handle amendments to reissues. Certificate of correction. When to use a certificate of correction? Through error and without deceptive intent, there is a failure to make reference to a prior co-pending application, and the failure does not otherwise affect what is claimed, but the prior co-pending application is referenced in a record of the application. Or, through error and without deceptive intent, a prior co-pending application is correctly ID'd elsewhere in the application file, and a petition under 37 CFR 1.324 and fees are filed. Two statutory requirements for a certificate of correction. One, applicant's mistake. The mistake must be of a clerical, typographical nature. And two, correction must not involve changes that constitute new matter. Reissues. Grounds for filing a reissue. Reissues are filed in order to correct errors in patents that were made without any deceptive intention, unavoidable or unintentional, where, as a result of the error, the patent is deemed wholly or partially inoperative or invalid. An error arises from an error in the preparation and or prosecution of the application, there must be at least one error. And four, spelling or grammatical errors do not count. Common reasons for filing reissues include too narrow or too broad of claims, inaccuracies in the disclosure, an incorrectly claimed foreign priority, and if an applicant failed to make reference to, or incorrectly made reference to, co-pending applications. No reissued patent shall be granted enlarging the scope of the claim of the original patent unless it is applied for within 2 years from the grant of the original patent. Broader claims may be applied for in a reissue. The reissue application must be filed within 2 years of the issue date of the patent, and a reissue filed on the second year anniversary date is considered filed within 2 years. In a reissue application, any adding or deleting to the original patent should be made by underlining and bracketing, respectively, except for changes made prior certificate of corrections and disclaimers of claims under 37 CFR 1.321A. Reissues. Only a patent owner may file reissues. Any prior art will be considered. Broadening claims are allowed within the first 2 years, and mistakes in the original are required. Recapturing. The recapture doctrine prevents claims from being recaptured. A reissue will not be granted to recapture claimed subject matter that was surrendered in the original application in order to obtain the original patent. A reissue application may not be filed in order to broaden claims back to their original form where the claims were mistakenly narrowed during the original prosecution to avoid the prior art. Where any intention to broaden is indicated in the reissue application within the 2 years, a broadened claim can be subsequently presented in the reissue after 2 years. Correction of the misjoinder of inventors has been held to be grounds for reissue. It is appropriate to use a certification of correction when the only changes being made are to correct inventorship. This fact cannot be contested between parties. Oaths and reissues. Reissue oaths and or declarations must meet the requirements of 37 CFR 1.63. A claim for the benefit of an earlier filing date in a foreign country under 35 U.S.C. 119A-D must be made again in a reissue application. Amendments for reissue claims. For each claim being amended, the entire text of the claim must be presented with markings. A patent claim should be canceled by a direction to cancel the claim. There is no need to present a claim surrounded by brackets. A new claim, previously added in a reissue, should be canceled by a direction to cancel that claim. A new claim added by amendment must be presented with underlining throughout the claim. Each amendment submission must set forth the status on the date of the amendment of all patent claims and of all the added claims. An entire paragraph in the specification other than the claims may be deleted by a statement deleting the paragraph without presentation of the text of the paragraph. Hand entry of amendments to a claim are not allowed. When responding to an official action, each amendment, when originally submitted, must be accompanied by an explanation of support in the disclosure for the amendment. And that's it for Chapter 14.